and Adventurers Club greet you once again. As you may know, this unique organization is composed solely of brave, intrepid adventurers and explorers. Only those who have passed through some thrilling or blood-curdling experience may qualify for membership. Ladies and gentlemen, the World Adventurers Club.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, the meeting will come to order.
What's on the carpet for tonight, Mr. Chairman?
Yes. Something unusual, I can promise you. Allow me to present the guest of the evening, Mr. Arnold Manning.
How do you do, Mr. Manning?
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Mr. Manning, have you that little story prepared for us?
I believe so.
Very well, then. Proceed.
Yes, yes, sir.
It so happened that a few years ago, I was in Arabia in search of the tomb of an Egyptian king, Ptolemy Ray by name. After many weary weeks of searching in the terrific heat of the desert, my native boy and I stumbled upon the hidden tomb near a grove of fantastic and gnarled fig trees. But imagine our surprise to find a band of fierce Arabs with their campfires gathered near the grove. I heard the beat of their drums and knew what they meant. They were driving away the evil spirits.
Oh, it is Mustafa Bey. It is better we go away and return later.
Why?
Well, Mustafa, he very bad man. He rob and steal.
Nonsense. I'll go speak to him. Wait here.
You are Mustafa Bey? May I ask what you are doing here?
You question me, Monsieur Manning? It is I who should question you.
You know me, then?
I have been watching you. So, you have found the hidden tomb?
Yes. After much hard work.
Excellent.
Why do you laugh?
It is that the joke seems to be on you, monsieur. If you will proceed to the tomb, you will observe that someone has been ahead of you.
What?
Come, I will show you.
Why, the stone door is moved back. The tomb is open. You did this?
I? No, Monsieur Manning. I would not enter that tomb for all the money in the world. But I am interested in what you will find within that tomb. I and my men will wait outside.
Do not enter, sir. Come, we go quick.
No, but I am wondering what's inside that interests Mustafa. Hand me that flashlight. I'm going in.
Oh, please, sir. The evil spirit.
You'll go with me, Moro. This Mustafa can do us no harm. We're not far from the village.
But I am afraid, sir.
Don't be silly. Come on. It certainly is dark in here. Pick up your feet, Moro. I'll flash this light about. What was that?
The door. Oh, the stone door. Oh, Mustafa has closed it. See, we are shut in. Oh, we are buried alive. Oh, our prisoners.
Mustafa.
Open up. Open up, I say. Mustafa Bey, I'll kill you for this. It's no use. The stone door is in place. It's as if you were right, Moro. We are buried alive.
You have found Ptolemy's tomb, my friend. Oh, my man, the camels, we go.
We are as good as dead, sir. Oh, I warn you.
Yes, it looks like curtains for us, Moro. Strange how that stone was moved back and Mustafa being here. I'll bet he opened it with the intention of locking us in to die.
Oh, no, no, sir. Mustafa afraid of evil spirit. He did not do it.
Well, I may as well look round. There's the sarcophagus of Ptolemy Ray. Isn't it beautiful?
smell the musk and spices. And the dust. Oh.
It is getting warm. We will soon stop breathing.
Yes. The oxygen will soon be exhausted.
Look. Look, sir. See? The cover. It is moving.
Good heavens. It came from that sarcophagus. By Jove, that cover is moving. Well, I'm going to see what's inside.
Oh, no, no.
Listen. There are no evil spirits. When the top of a mummy case moves, there is something physically alive in there. It may be a rat, but I'm going to see.
You brave man, sir. I keep close, even to death.
That's the idea, Moro. Well, here goes. I'll pull it off.
Oh, it's alive! The mummy is alive! Oh, Allah! Allah!
So it is. A living mummy. But this mummy is a beautiful girl. She's rousing. She's sitting up. Her eyes are open.
Please. Oh, please do not hurt me, monsieur.
A French girl. Who are you? What are you doing in the sarcophagus? And where is the mummy?
Mummy? Oh, I found no mummy. When I escaped from Mustafa Bey while he was camping here, I saw the door of this tomb open and I ran in. I was afraid he might enter to search for me. And so I climbed in here and pulled the cover over me.
You say you escaped from Mustafa Bey? Why?
He captured me from my uncle's caravan. Oh, I dread the fate I knew was ahead of me. And I would rather die in here than... Oh, I must faint.
Yes, I see. But I still can't fathom how that stone door came to be open.
It's getting hot. I am stifling. Can we not leave here?
What's your name?
Sonia.
I'm sorry, Sonia. Mustafa Bey has closed the door... And we are buried alive. Oh, we must be brave.
We have to die in this tomb. I do not want to die. I do not want to die.
There, there. We must be brave.
Oh, Master, if I may hold your hand. And I do. It will help me to wake. For death.
I'll drop this flashlight so the light won't leave us.
Look, Master. That shadow on the wall. It is moving.
Wait. While I turn this light. By Jove, it is moving. Looks like a huge human form.
It's an evil spirit. I shoot.
Stop. Give me that gun. Whatever it is... is moving toward the stone door. Yes, it's climbing down.
Monsieur, if it is alive, it must breathe. It must know how to get out.
You're right, Sonia. There it is. It's pushing against the door. It's an ape. A huge ape.
An ape? Yes, it is. It is the sacred ape.
Shh, quiet. He's searching for a certain stone. He seems to be weak. Guess it's hard for him to breathe in here.
Hurry. Hurry, old man, or we won't last to enjoy our freedom. Hurry. Hurry.
Oh.
He's found it. He's moving it. The stone door is moving. We're free. The door is open, and he's gone. Oh, breathe that wonderful air, Moro. Can you get out? Sonia has fainted.
Yes, Master. I am all right.
Come then. Let's get out of here as fast as we can. Oh, the sun again. The beautiful sun, Sonia. Sonia, we are free.
The sun. Oh, we are safe. He does not come back.
He is gone. For good, I hope. Look, the ape is swinging joyously from tree to tree in the grove.
Monsieur, you have saved my life. I am grateful.
Thank the ape. Much obliged, old fellow. May you live to a ripe old age.
Well.
Oh, that's quite a yarn. I was almost suffocating while you were telling the story, Mr. Manning.
The weirdest yarn I ever heard. But what became of Sonia, the living mummy?
How would you have it in, Mr. Chairman?
Why, I'd have you marry the girl. They always do.
And that's just what I did.
And now will you believe that a mummy can come to life? Well, listen again and be thrilled by another strange adventure in a strange land.